He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money 1834 here, checking in on Monday, May 2nd. We got a couple exciting things to talk about today. We're getting our first round of NBA playoff packs coming this week. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at the pack details. We had the conclusion of our first ever NFL All-Day Challenge. Plus, we're talking to a couple NFT projects that I'm currently in the process of screening that we might be looking to bring on the podcast in the future. So we have a lot of exciting things to talk about. Without further ado, let's cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and every now and then we'll talk about some other NFT projects as long as we deem it worthy. And guess what? We're actually in the process of screening a couple NFT projects. Now, before we get started, I want to go ahead and address the elephant in the room. And yes, we don't have our normal recording equipment today, as I happen to find myself back at the baseball field, being the only chance I get to record the podcast, as my house is full of baby screams, fed up 6-year-old and a annoyed 12-year-old. So, and a aggravated, easily irritable wife. So I got a lot of shit going on at the house. So I find that the baseball game seems to be the best chance I have to get a little bit of peace and quiet. Now, before we get into all the NFT stuff, I just want to take a second to talk about the Boston Celtics. I know, I probably talk about the Celtics too much, but I can't help it. Game one against the Milwaukee Bucks was a nightmare. Pretty much everything that could go wrong essentially did go wrong. It was the most frustrated I've seen Jason Tatum play in God knows how long. And that was the worst game I've seen Jaylen Brown put in the past, 4 months? Plus, Marcus Smart got hurt 4 or 5 different times. He was on the ground holding something in pain. And they still only ended up losing by 11. You know, I feel like the game was never fully, you know, out of their grasp. And they could have got it done. But every time they, you know, mounted a comeback and they cut into that deficit, Milwaukee just had an answer, you know. And it was frustrating to watch, you know, the likes of Pat Connaughton's and what's the other guy's name? In Grayson Allen just knocking down threes. It was frustrating, and Jrue Holiday seemed to always answer the call whenever the Celtics started to get hot. So it was a frustrating game one. You know, home court advantage is essentially gone at this point. You're going to have to win a game in Milwaukee, and you absolutely cannot lose game two, which is going to be tomorrow, Tuesday, May 3rd, which also happens to be my birthday. So I really hope the Celtics don't let me down on my birthday. That would be probably the greatest gift I could get, is I just want to see them go out there and absolutely smash the Bucks. All right, so now that I got that off my chest, look, I got to talk to somebody about my Boston Celtics stuff, because my wife does not want to hear it. So I'm glad that you guys give me the opportunity to vent a little bit about basketball, because boy, oh boy, it was a frustrating Celtics game for game one of the second round of the playoffs. Anyway, so let's talk about those NBA playoffs. So we're getting our first round of NBA playoff packs. The drop is going to be this Thursday, May 5th. And we don't have the pack list yet, which I find interesting that they put out all the information, but they had, like, there's no pack list available yet anywhere. All right, I've searched around. I've looked on different minting websites. I've looked everywhere to try to find this player list, and it's just not available. So let's talk about what we do know. So the playoff pack is going to include 4 moments per pack. It's going to have two moments that are limited edition from the 2022 playoffs, minted to just 8,750. So that's a pretty decent min count. You got like 8.75, where I believe in series two it was, I believe it was 12k, if I'm not mistaken. So now it's coming down to 8.7. So we like that. One of the biggest problems with Series 3 is that the mint counts have been really high, and you know, it's not helping with the, you know, supply and demand. The prices have been down because the supply is so high. So I like that this go around in the playoffs, the mint counts are lower. So we'll see what that does to the value of these moments. But in one pack, you're going to get two limited edition playoff moments. So I really like the sounds of that. Now, the pack price. There's going to be two queues, but they're very interesting, okay? So priority queue one, I shouldn't even say priority queue because there is no priority queue. There is no collective score requirement for this drop. There's going to be a Q1 and Q2. Now, Q1 is going to be paid with cash, and Q2 is going to be paid with trade tickets. So if you want to spend your money or your Dapper balance or what have you, it's going to cost $19 a pack, okay? And if you don't want to spend your money and you want to go the trade ticket route, you can use trade tickets to get one of these packs. It is going to cost you 10 trade tickets, though. All right, so if you got some garbage in your account you don't care about, now's your chance to, you know, trade them in, get those tickets, and you can get some playoff packs. Now, Q1, which is going to be the $19 of cash, is going to be at 6 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, May 5th. So that's a pretty late drop. Again, the collect score requirement is zero. And there's going to be 22,500 packs available for $19 a piece. Okay. Then queue number two is going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, May 5th. Again, collector score is zero. And there's going to be yet another 22,500 packs available. And that's going to be the 10 trade tickets. So in each queue, there's going to be the same amount of packs available, 22.5. And, you know, the first queue is, you know, paid with cash. So the second queue is going to be paid with trade tickets. Now, this is really important, as you can join both queues. So if you get in to Q1 and you buy a pack with $19, feel free to jump into the 8 p.m. Eastern trade ticket drop, and you can get another pack via trade ticket. Now, in each queue, the transaction limit is going to be one per queue spot. So if you get in line and it's your turn to purchase a pack, you can only purchase one. However, you can rejoin the queue and you can try to get multiple packs that route. But with a pack size of only 22.5K, I'm not sure if you're going to be lucky enough to get more than one pack. You might be able to get lucky and get two, but I highly doubt you'd get more than that. So I think this could be a one and done type situation, but you can always jump into the second trade ticket queue if you want to go that route, so you can try to get as many of these packs as possible. Now, there will be airdrops, but they're going to be pretty difficult airdrops, okay? Well, one of them will be. So you're going to get three packs for the completion of one of these two sets, either the 2021 NBA playoff series two, which there's a ton of series two moments for the playoff set, as I'm sure you're probably aware. So if you have every single one of those, then you'll be all set. You'll get three airdropped packs. And if you have the first round of series one completed, you'll also get three airdropped packs. So I definitely think if you're listening to this podcast, you have a better chance of having the 2021 NBA playoff set complete, as the series one first round is probably going to be pretty expensive to complete. Now, this is usually the part of the podcast where we broke down all the pack details and how you can go about it and your best strategy to get as many packs as possible. This is usually the part where we talk about what players you're hoping to get in this pack and which of the landmine players that you're really hoping that you avoid. Well, we don't have a pack list. We have nothing. If you go on NBA Top Shot and look it up, it just says pack list coming soon. If you go on, you know, third-party websites to try to see what Top Shot has been minting for new moments, there is nothing available. So right now we are just totally shut out on that information. We'll probably get the list on Tuesday, May 3rd. But as of right now, the time of recording, there is no list. Now, what my plan of attack is with this information is I'm going to trade in some stuff and try to get probably at least 10, maybe shoot for 20 trade tickets, just so I can try to get as many packs as possible. I will be rejoining the queue and grabbing as many as I can because I like the mint count on these playoff moments. Plus, the Celtics are going to have some pretty fire moments from round one against Brooklyn. So I'm going to make sure that I get every single Celtic moment there is. So I'm going to load up on as many packs as possible. Plus, the challenges for the NBA playoffs have always been fun. In Series 2, some of the challenges with those moments were some of my favorite ones. The moments were just, you know, spectacular for the Challenge Awards. So I'll be looking to grab as many of these challenges as I can. So we'll see what the turnout is going to be for these packs coming in at $19 and or 10 trade tickets. All right, let's switch it up a bit here. Let's go over to the football field and talk about the first ever NFL All-Day Challenge, which it was pretty easy to complete if you were interested in doing so. The reward was going to be one pack of a undisclosed week. We weren't sure what it would be, but we assume it's going to be from a drop that hasn't happened yet. So I believe it would be week 13 or earlier. So, you know, weeks 1 through week 13, because I believe week 14 was the first NFL all-day pack. So it could be a pack from week 12 for all we know. Not 100% sure. Now, this challenge was solely based around the historic drop that took place last week, or was it the week prior? Again, my brain is kind of mushy right now. It's hard for me to even keep track of the days at this point with everything going on, but it's, you know, it was solely based off of the historic drop. So the requirements were a bit interesting, and as this was the first ever NFL All-Day Challenge, I'm not sure if this is the kind of challenge we're going to get going forward or not, but it was a 7-moment challenge, and you needed one moment from each of the first 7 rounds of the NFL draft, and it was all based off of the historic drop. So, for instance, you need one player from round 1, and then there was X amount of players that were eligible that got drafted in the first round of their draft. You know, then round 2, you needed someone, and then, you know, so on and so forth, all the way down to the 7th round. So it was an interesting challenge. The cost to complete at the peak was sitting at about $195 to complete, which isn't too bad. For the lowest point, you could have got it done for about $170. Now, if you didn't get any of the NFL All-Day historic drops, it's hard to warrant, you know, defending spending that kind of money to complete a challenge, especially when we know that, you know, the regular pack price is $49. Now, a premium is $250, but that's a guaranteed rare. I assume that the challenge award is going to be a standard pack from an unreleased week. You know, so if you had to buy all of the moments yourself, you're looking at spending almost $200 to essentially get a $49 pack. It's just not worth it, in my opinion. Now, I went ahead and I considered completing this challenge. You know, it'd be cool to complete the first ever NFL All-Day Challenge. I had several of the moments already, but it would have cost me like $80 to complete. And I took advantage of the marketplace spike. I sold a couple Chris Carters that I had. I got like $35 a piece for them. So, you know, I took the money and I get out of there. And whenever, you know, that pack comes out, the standard drop for whatever week it is, once it gets, you know, released to the public, which I'm sure they will, I'm just going to go ahead and line up and try to get it for $49. So another thing that I was keeping an eye on is I wanted to see how many people were actually going to complete this NFL All-Day Challenge, knowing that the reward was, you know, essentially like a $50 pack. So I went ahead and I looked it up, and there was actually a surprisingly high amount of people that completed this challenge. It came in finishing at 4,251. All right, so 4.2k collectors completed this challenge, which was higher than I expected, which I thought was pretty cool. Now, going forward, I don't know if there's going to be another NFL All-Day Challenge like this, where it's so dependent upon, well, that's not necessarily true, right? Because I imagine that the challenges will be, you know, specific around like a special drop like the historic one was. But, you know, we're used to challenges where it's like, all right, you need like these certain players, not necessarily you need players who were drafted in round X, Y, and Z. So it was a unique challenge for sure, and a good amount of people showed up and completed it. And I think that bodes well for NFL All Day on the whole. So I like that. Going forward, I would definitely be looking to complete some of these challenges, but the cost to complete was just too high for what the reward was for me on this go-round. But I'll be keeping my eyes open on the next NFL All-Day Challenge. Now, I got to apologize. I'm doing my best to try to make sure that there's no background noise going on. Like I, you know, said earlier in the podcast, I'm sitting at my son's baseball game. I'm sitting in a car. I'm out in like center field, parked like right up against the gate, hoping that there's no home runs that come my way, or I'm going to have to jump out of the car in a hurry and try to catch that sucker before it goes through the windshield. And I don't know why this never happened before since I've been, you know, coming to these games. But I have these two parents, one on each side of my car, and they're hanging right around like the goddamn hood of my car. One on my side, one on the passenger side. And these fuckers just keep on talking to each other, and they're like talking over the hood of my car. And I'm trying my best to, well, I'm going to try my best to remove, you know, their dialogue and post. But I gotta like keep an eye on the game, because like if there's a hit that's coming, you know, I have to like try to stop recording for a second, because they're going to be clapping and they're going to be yelling to the kids. And it's like, do you guys fucking not see I'm in this car? Like, it might look like I'm talking on the phone, but still, like, fucking get away from the car. You don't got to be so goddamn close, do you? They're like, one guy's like borderline leaning against the front fender, and it's very frustrating. So I'm going to do my best to make sure that you guys can't hear them, but just know there's a lot of frustration for me right now. And you know, these guys need to back off a bit, all right? I'm out here trying to get, you know, trying to record, trying to enjoy the game, and it's frustrating. All right, so before we sign off, I said at the top of the show that there's a couple NFT projects I'm currently in discussions with, doing some screening. Now, I told you guys before that I kind of have like a crazy screening process. You know, I'll sneak into the Discord unannounced. I'll just check out the community, see how active it is, check out the different channels, see which channels are going off. Because there's a lot of rug pulls out there, man. I fell for a couple of them. I joined Discords and it's like, oh my God, they have 190,000 users in here. The chat is constantly popping off. But then you realize that a lot of it is botting and fake people and all this shit, just trying to make their Discord look good. So it can be really frustrating, and you really got to do your due diligence when you're looking into a new project. So there's a couple that I'm on the line with that I've been checking out that look promising. I'm going to be reaching out to the developers very soon and see if we can get the ball rolling. And, you know, if it makes sense, then, you know, maybe I can bring them on the podcast and introduce them to you guys, maybe host some sort of giveaways, some fun stuff like that. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Again, I am Money1834. You can follow us on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you could leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, that would probably be the best thing for the show. And again, I want to apologize for the inconsistent recording schedule. I'm trying to record when I have time to do so. Still working on, you know, getting everything sorted out on my end. So continue to bear with me, please. It'll get back to normal soon. Let's go, Celtics. Let's get a win on my birthday, May 3rd, Tuesday. Please, guys, don't let me down. We can't go 0-2 against Milwaukee, especially 0-2 in Boston. Can't let that happen. I'll catch you guys next time. May the marketplace on NFL All Day, UFC Strike, and Top Shot forever be in your favor.